3,000 seches, Bava Kama, Dev Kuv Yud Zayin. The Gemara tells a story in Amud Aleph. The Rav Kahana once killed a person by dislodging that person's neck. This was a Gentile, and that Gentile had shown chutzpah, had shown a very insulting attitude, behavior towards Rav, and he had to run away to the Holy Land because Rav explained to him through an allusion from a verse in the prophet Yeshayahu that Gentiles who seek a Jew's money would kill them to get their properties. Rav Kahana acted appropriately, protecting a fellow Jew's property and by extension his very life itself. So Rav made Rav Kahana promise he would go learn Torah with the great sage Rabbi Yochanan, who was in the land of Israel, but he wasn't allowed to ask any kushyot. He wasn't allowed to ask any tough questions on Rabbi Yochanan's teachings for 7 years. He had to sit silent for that amount of time. So Rav Kahana found Reish Lakish, who we know was the very close colleague and friend of Rabbi Yochanan, and he was the one who reviewed the shir of Rabbi Yochanan. And he recognized Rav Kahana's incredible level of Torah. So he said about him, Ari Allah mi Bavel, this great lion has come from Bavel. So the next day, Rabbi Yochanan put Rav Kahana to sit in the first row. And as the shir went on, the class went on, Rav Kahana remained silent. Rav Kahana was sent back one row at a time until he found himself in the back of the classroom, the seventh row. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, that lion you spoke about, he's none other than a foolish fox. And Rav Kahana looked at himself and asked Hashem to consider his being Zeyihi Ratzon. Hashem, you should consider my being moved back to the seventh row as a fulfillment of the promise that he made to Rav Kahana, that to Rav, that he would wait 7 years to ask a question. He then began to ask Rav Yochanan, please review the whole class from the start. And he began to. And he was asking questions. And as the back and forth proceeded, Rav Kahana was moved back to the front. He continued, Rav Yochanan had one of the seven pillows that he was sitting on removed each time Rav Kahana asked another sharp question, until Rav Yochanan found himself sitting on the floor, showing great respect to Rav Kahana. So Rav Yochanan requested, I want to see this guy. He said, lift up my eyelids. His eyelids were very heavy because of his old age, so he could see Rav Kahana. He noticed Rav Kahana had split lips, which appeared as if he was smirking or mocking. So Rav Yochanan was offended. He took offense the way Rav Kahana's lips looked. Rav Kahana died as a result. Comes Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Sichos Moser, in the 74th essay, and he asks, what did Rav Kahana actually do wrong? He had split lips. That's how he looked. What? He's just there. He's just existing. Was Rav Kahana really deserving of that punishment? So the Mashgiach, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, said, an amazing idea about our interactions with other people. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. The Rav Kahana was innocent. He was truly innocent. But since through him, Rav Yochanan was insulted, Rav Kahana got burned by that fire. What does this mean? So we learn this tragic story, and we learn Kesubas, Samach Beis, story over there of the wife of Rav Rachumi, who waited for her husband to come home from yeshiva. Every year he would come home on the eve of Yom Kippur, and Rav Rachumi was consumed by his learning. He got caught up in his learning, and he was delayed, and he didn't come at that time. His wife, out of exhausted anticipation, saying he's going to show up, she cried a tear, and at that moment, Rav Rachumi, many miles away, was sitting on the roof of the yeshiva. The roof gave way, and he felt his death. Asked Rav Shmuel Levitz, with certainty, Rav Rachumi's wife would certainly mourn her husband's death more than the pain of waiting for him that extra time to come home. Why was the rabbi punished to such an extent? So Shmuel Levitz explained that the onesh, the punishment for Bein Adam L'Chavero, when we don't interact the right way with our fellow person, is not just a form of din, of a logical, rational way that a person deserves this punishment. It's not what it means coming to the individual, but rather it's an eshochelet. It's like a fire. It's not a punishment. It's an objective reality. It's literally like playing with fire. You put your hand in and it will get burned. Since Rav Rachumi and also Rav Kahana, of course, they caused a feeling through them, caused a feeling of insult to the wife and Rav Yochanan, respectively, the midas adin, the attribute of justice, of heaviness, just overwhelmed them and they died. This is about the unintended negative impact of my behavior towards somebody else. We can cause so much emotional hurt and damage when we're not careful with our words and actions towards others. Listen to our leaders in Pirkei Avot. Yehi chavod chavercha chaviv alecha k'shalach. When we honor and respect our fellow in the way in which we would want the honor to ourselves, what a society we could create, what a world we could create, and what relationships we'll be able to build with the people around us.